From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. More homes were resold last month than any other time in the last 2 years, as buyers rushed to complete their purchases before first-time homeowner tax credit expired. The National Association of Realtors reports sales jumped 9.4%, but spokesman Walter Maloney says sales might not be as robust in the next few months.
Without the tax credit, we will probably see sales come down in December just because we've got this surge of activity of people rushing to meet the deadline.
By the end of September, existing homes sold at a seasonally adjusted annual rate of $5.57 million. Even as some NATO allies say they're not prepared to send more troops to Afghanistan until new strategies are in place in Kabul and Washington, Defense Secretary Robert Gates says other nations are preparing additional contributions. Terry Schultz has details.
Gates emphasized that the informal defense ministers meeting in Slovakia was not a forum for generating more resources from NATO allies for the eight-year-old war in Afghanistan. And in fact, Denmark and the Netherlands, two countries that already have troops there, announced they would not be sending more forces before a presidential runoff puts a legitimate Afghan government in place and until the results of President Obama's strategy review are known. Nonetheless, Gates said other allies had indicated they will pledge more soldiers, civilian aid, or both.
And I found that very heartening. There seemed to be a renewed determination to see this through.
General Stanley McChrystal, the top U.S. commander in Afghanistan, made a previously unscheduled appearance at the meeting to brief ministers on the war effort. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
President Obama is traveling through New England to help raise campaign money for Democratic Massachusetts Governor Deval Patrick and Connecticut U.S. Senator Chris Dodd. Mr. Obama is currently speaking at MIT promoting clean energy. Federal investigators plan to listen to flight recordings from a Northwest Airlines plane that flew past its Minneapolis destination on Wednesday night before turning back and landing. From St. Paul, Minnesota, Public Radio's Tim Nelson has more.
The flight from San Diego flew 150 miles past the airport before the pilots discovered the error. At one point, military authorities were alerted for fear of a hijacking. Bach Parker of St. Louis Park was on the flight and says authorities boarded the plane and took a device out of the cockpit while passengers were waiting to deplane.
It looked like a drill case. It was hard plastic that they were removing from the cockpit, and both the pilot and co-pilot were seated with their backs toward the passengers deplaning.
Delta Airlines, which owns Northwest, has grounded the pilots. For NPR News, this is Tim Nelson in St. Paul.
On Wall Street, Dow Jones Industrial Average down 84 points at 9,997. NASDAQ Composite Index down now 3 points at 2162. This is NPR. Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke is pressing Congress to enact legislation that revamps the financial regulatory system. His remarks at a Fed conference in Massachusetts come a day after the central bank proposed policing banks' pay policies to ensure they don't encourage employees to engage in the same kind of risky practices that plunged the U.S. into a financial crisis in the first place. Thailand's ailing king has been seen in public for the first time in more than a month. NPR Southeast Asian correspondent Michael Sullivan reports.
Hundreds of well-wishers greeted King Bhumibol Adulyadej during a brief public appearance at the Bangkok hospital, where he was admitted on September 19th, suffering from fever, fatigue, and lack of appetite. His appearance came just a day after the palace issued a statement declaring the king's health as stable, but there's no word on when he will be allowed to leave the hospital. The king's health is a matter of great concern in Thailand, which has seen more than 3 years of sometimes violent political instability. The 81-year-old king, the world's longest reigning monarch, has no formal political role in the country's constitutional monarchy, but is seen as a unifying figure and is revered by most Thais, some of whom worry what might happen after he's gone. Rumors about the king's ill health caused Thai markets to fall sharply last week. Michael Sullivan, NPR News.
More lives have been lost in northwestern Pakistan, where government forces have been battling Taliban militants. Today, the region was rocked by a series of bomb blasts. At least 24 people died. The bloodiest incident involved a bus on its way to a wedding. 17 people, including children, were killed. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, Washington.